If you have drawn this sigil, the reactions you are having to something is an indication that you are deceiving yourself. As a result, what you show the world is not a true reflection and may even be the opposite of what is authentic about you. As people, when we have decided it is not okay to own and accept and admit to something about ourselves, we tend to transform the unacceptable into its opposite. For example, when a man who is leading a march against homosexuals is gay himself, or when a woman who hates another woman throws a party for her, or when a man struggles so much with his sexual desire and impulses that he becomes a priest and spends his life preaching against fornication. When we are two-faced or hypocritical, especially when we don't realize it, or if we are extremely polarized in any way, we may be falling prey to duplicity. In research done in 1985, female participants in a study who reported high levels of sexual guilt as well as disapproval of erotic imagery reported low arousal response and even repulsion to erotic images when they viewed them. However, the devices being used to measure their physical arousal at the time reported the exact opposite of what they said. They showed the highest level of arousal when exposed to the images of any of the participants. Harsh judgments of other people and things, as well as our desire to set ourselves at the opposite end of the scale and prove we are nothing like that and have nothing to do with it, often points to an insecurity within ourselves. For example, if you are insecure about being a selfish person, you are likely to rant and rave against selfish people and do everything to be a leading example of a selfless person. The things that you oppose need not necessarily be inherently negative, simply things that, whether objectively good or bad, you have experienced them as personally unacceptable and shameful. If you have drawn this sigil, you are avoiding an insecurity that does exist within you and are both denying and disguising it by taking the polar opposite position.